So we're here with Hanke Esser from the pediatric department of ECHO, and we're going to talk about EuroKids registry. Hanke, could you tell us what EuroKids is?
EuroKids is a registry of newly diagnosed IBD patients that are aged younger than 18 years. And it's called EuroKids because participants from all over Europe are joining together to fill up the registry. And it started in 2004. And it is still ongoing.
And why a registry for children? In other words, what are the aims of the EuroKids?
The registry is for children only because we believe, back in 2004, we believed and we still do that pediatric IBD is very different from adult IBD. And that it also depends on the age that the diagnosis is made. We believe it's better to have a separate registry for pediatrics instead of pediatrics joining in an adult registry where they are just a small part of it. So, and the aims of the EuroKids registry were firstly to check whether the diagnostic workup of new patients was uniform all over Europe. And it turned out it wasn't.
It wasn't. And who are the participants of EuroKids?
There are actually about 40 participants from 20 countries. And so all European countries, as well as Israel. And those are pediatric gastroenterologists who are the leaders in their country. They are all focused and very engaged in IBD in children.
And until now, what are the most important findings from EuroKids registry?
Well, what we found is that the diagnostic workup of new patients is not very uniform, but we found that the guidelines, which we call the PORTO guidelines for diagnostic workup, are not always followed. But what was really nice to see is during the first 5 years of the registry, the way the guidelines were followed got better and better. So after 5 years, you saw that about 80% of the patients had a full diagnostic workup according to the guidelines. At the year we started, it was only 50%. So by doing the registry, we actually made the quality of care and the quality of diagnosis better.
And have you found differences in disease phenotype in children?
Yes.
As compared to the adults?
Yes. Well, of course, this is only a pediatric registry. And so the data that we generated cannot be compared within the same registry to adult data. But what we found is that IBD in children is much more extensive compared to what is published for adult IBD. And this is for both CD as for UC. And what we also found is if you look at the whole cohort of children from 0 till 18 years, the children that are aged below 8 have a more extensive disease even compared to the older children. So the basic message is the younger you are when you get IBD, the worse the disease is because it's much more extensive.
Thank you. And what is the diagnostic workup of pediatric and adolescent patients who may have IBD?
Well, the diagnostic workup is very complete, meaning we do all the investigations before we start treatment. So we do both an upper GI endoscopy in all patients, as well as an ileal colonoscopy. And almost all patients, we do small bowel imaging by MRI. And except for the patients who have a definite diagnosis of UC, then you can leave out the small bowel imaging. So this is something that we really urge to do in all patients who are below 18 and are suspected of having IBD.
Okay. And finally, is EuroKids still ongoing and can anyone join EuroKids?
Yes, it's still ongoing and everyone who wants to join can contact me. This must be a person who treats and diagnoses pediatric patients, so that's preferably pediatric gastroenterologists, not adult gastroenterologists. But ECHO members are free to contact me and I can set them up with a login and a password and they can just start. And it's free of cost. And the nice thing about EuroKids is that the system itself generates Excel charts and some figures that you can use for your own national database. So,
thank you very much.